When people begin arriving for the Olympics this week, their first impression of China will be Beijing's new airport terminal. It's the largest in the world, 2 miles long. NPR's Frank Langfitt is in Beijing to cover the games. He used to be a newspaper correspondent there. And he says this new gateway to China's capital is nothing like the old terminal where Frank first landed in the 1990s.
Make sure your seatbelts are securely fastened for the remainder of the flight and until we pull into our gate in Beijing.
I've just arrived at Beijing's new Terminal 3. And it's all glass and steel. It's huge, and it's so big you can't really see from one end to the other. This is actually the third terminal I've been in since I first came here 11 years ago. The first terminal was a kind of squat building, beige, really grimy. This is completely different.
There's a Hugo Boss store here, a Zegna. I'm looking right now inside the window of a BMW lifestyle store. Has polo shirts and shorts, even a small car for kids.
This train will soon depart. Please stand clear of the doors and hold on to the handrail. Next stop is TVC. Arrivals, transfers, and passengers for baggage claim, please get on the train at T3C.
I've actually been on the ground now for about an hour. I've just gotten, taken my time looking around, and I've just gotten to the baggage carousel. It's about 3 or 4 deep. We're waiting for about 4 flights. My stuff has not even come off yet. It just gives you an idea of how many people are coming here for the Olympics. Okay. Is this mine? Yes, it is. I'm all ready to go. You know, as I look around this terminal, I'm about to go out through customs. It seems practically everything has changed around here. In fact, my favorite part was the health declaration form. You would fill it out on the plane and hand it in. No one ever seemed to look at them, but you were supposed to tell them if you had an illness of some kind. And there was always one box for psychosis, and I was terribly tempted to mark it just to see if anybody would do anything about it.
But now, even that old health form is gone, and with good reason. It didn't fit the image China is trying to craft during this month's Olympics. That image is modern, powerful, and newly rich. And that's exactly the impression the new terminal makes. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Beijing.